From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Progress is being made in releasing noxious gases from a West Virginia coal mine. That means rescue workers could resume their search for four missing miners as soon as tonight. The Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration's Kevin Strickland says their priority will be to check the mine's refuge chambers, which offer the only chance anyone could have survived.
Our preference would be to rescue teams to go in and almost physically touch those refuge chambers. If the air is too bad or we find that it's unsafe for the teams to go underground, our plan B is to drill from the surface and use cameras.
Rescuers will have to travel some 5 miles to reach the chambers. After deadly clashes between anti-government protesters and police in Kyrgyzstan today, opposition leaders now claim to have overthrown the government, though it isn't verified. A power vacuum could have consequences for the U.S., which has a key military base in Kyrgyzstan that supplies operations in Afghanistan. President Obama is trying to make good on a campaign promise. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the White House today unveiled a new set of initiatives to make it easier for Americans to access government information.
Americans' mistrust of government is at historically high levels right now, and President Obama is trying to change that opinion. He's promised to make government activities more transparent and accountable. Today, all cabinet agencies are releasing their open government plans and publishing them online. The idea is to make their agencies' operations and data more easily available. For instance, the Department of Health and Human Services will publish a community health data set that users can download to find out information about cost, quality, and access of health care in their own communities. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
NASA scientists are examining images from the space shuttle Discovery to see whether there's been any damage to the shuttle's heat shield. An antenna glitch delayed transmission of the photos. Judith Smeltzer of member station WMFE reports it also made today's docking with the International Space Station a little more complicated.
Shuttle astronauts usually use the antenna to guide them as they dock with the International Space Station. This time, they had to rely on other navigation tools. It was only the second time a shuttle has performed the docking procedure without the device, but Commander Alan Poindexter had trained for such an event just 2 weeks ago. The antenna failure also meant astronauts were not able to transmit live pictures from a heat shield inspection earlier this week. Instead, they recorded the images and started sending them back to Earth using the space station's antenna not long after docking. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smeltzer in Orlando.
Wall Street investors pulled back today after Fed Chief Ben Bernanke warned of the dangers of keeping interest rates too low for too long. The Dow closed down 72 points. The Nasdaq was off 5. The S&P down 6. This is NPR. President Obama is on his way to Prague, where he's to sign a new arms control agreement tomorrow with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The pact calls for both countries to cut their nuclear arsenals by about 30%. The treaty will still need to be approved by the Russian Parliament and the U.S. Senate. School officials in the District of Columbia have reached a tentative agreement with the city's teachers' union on a new contract. It comes after 3 years of bitter negotiations, and as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, it could be a model for the nation.
At a hastily arranged news conference, schools chancellor Michelle Rhee and Washington Teachers Union president George Parker declared victory.
Needless to say that this has been a very long journey.
For the amazing teachers in this district, the teachers who come into work every day and do heroic things for children, their work will be recognized and rewarded in a wholly different way.
Both sides gave up something and got something in return. Rhee gets to remove ineffective teachers, but teachers get to keep tenure. Teachers get a 21.6% pay increase over 5 years, and Rhee gets a pay-for-performance plan. If the union's rank and file ratify this contract and the city council approves it, experts say it will stir enormous interest in school districts across the country. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Thousands of documents unsealed in Memphis, Tennessee, could cause more problems for the Catholic Church. Depositions and other records indicate the Diocese of Memphis protected priests accused of sexual abuse. The documents were obtained by the Memphis Commercial Appeal newspaper and show at least 15 priests at the diocese have been accused of abuse over 4 decades, but were moved to avoid scandal. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.